Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Ches. The first parak, Dine Mamonos Meshlosha. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three jobs we're going to focus on. Number one, Moshe told the judges to bring any difficult case to him, and I will hear it. Rabbi Chanina said, Al davar zeh ne'anash Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for this statement, implying he can answer any question, rather than saying the difficult case that should be brought before Hashem, and was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Tzlofcha to ask him about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their question before Hashem. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak objects that Moshe never implied he could answer any question. He always said, Ushmativ, and I will hear it, meaning, if I know the answer, I know it, and if not, I'll go and learn it. Rather, Ruya Parshas Nachal Shetichasev Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, the passage of the laws of inheritance should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu and taught him together with the rest of the Torah, Ela Shezak Beno Tzlofchad V'nichtav Al Yadan, but Tzlofchad's daughters merited and was taught through their inquiry. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Beis Amidov, the Chami required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses the wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her ksuba, and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by Edim. Rabmeir only requires 3 judges, like any monetary case. 8 explanations are given for this Malchokas. In the first 2, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Number 1, Ula says, B'choshishin lalaz kamiflake. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aiding to the adultery coming forward, changing the case to dinin nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chachamim are concerned about laws and require 23 judges immediately, and Rabmeir is not concerned about laws. Number 2, Rava says, B'choshishin l'kvotin shel rishonim kamiflake. They argue about whether we're concerned for the honor of the first judges. The husband said Edim would testify about the adultery, so 23 judges gathered for din nefashos, but no Edim appeared, and the judges disbanded. The husband requested they should rule on her ksuba, for which 3 judges would suffice. Still, the Chachamim were concerned for the honor of the Dayanim, who were originally gathered, and the din nefashos requires all of them. And point number 3, Abai gives a 3rd explanation of the Malchokas about the requisite Dayanim for Motzi Shemra. The case is Da'asru Bastam. The witnesses warn the adulteress generally about the potential capital punishment without specifying which type of execution. The Tanaim argue if she would receive the death penalty with such a sra. In a brisa, the Tanakhama says, one does not receive the death penalty ad shi yodeuhu shu chai misa bebeisin, until those warning him inform him that he'll be liable to execution by beisin for the transgression. Rabbi Yehuda adds, ad shi yodeuhu be'eza misu neherag. He's not killed unless they inform him with which type of execution he would be killed. Rapapa gives a 4th explanation, that the adulteress is an Isha Chavera, a learned woman, to whom no Hasra was given, and the Tanaim argue if she would receive the death penalty. This parallels the Malchus between the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who said, a Chaver does not require any Hasra to be punished, l'fishol nitna Hasra el hafchin ben shogeg lemezid, because the Hasra requirement was only given to distinguish between unintentional and intentional transgressions. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, Moshe told the judges to bring any difficult case to him, and he'll hear it. Rabbi Chanina said, Al davar zeh ne'anash Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for this statement, implying he can answer any question, rather than saying the difficult case that should be brought before Hashem, and was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Tzlofcha to ask him about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their question before Hashem. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak objects that Moshe never implied he could answer any question. He always said, Ushmativ, and I will hear it, meaning, if I know the answer, I know it, and if not, I'll go and learn it. Rather, Ruya Parshas Nachal Shetichasev Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, the passage of the laws of inheritance should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu and taught him together with the rest of the Torah, Ela Shezak Beno Tzlofchad V'nichtav Al Yadan, but Tzlofchad's daughters merited and was taught through their inquiry. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Beis Amidov, the Chami required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses the wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her ksuba, and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by Edim. Rabmeir only requires 3 judges, like any monetary case. 8 explanations are given for this Malchokas. In the first 2, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Number 1, Ula says, B'choshishin lalaz kamiflake. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aiding to the adultery coming forward, changing the case to dinin nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chachamim are concerned about laws and require 23 judges immediately, and Rabbi Meir is not concerned about laws. Number 2, Rava says, B'choshishin lalkvotin shel rishonim kamiflake. They argue about whether we're concerned for the honor of the first judges. The husband said Edim would testify about the adultery, so 23 judges gathered for din nefashos, but no Edim appeared, and the judges disbanded. The husband requested they should rule on her ksuba, for which 3 judges would suffice. Still, the Chachamim are concerned with the honor of the Dayanim, who were originally gathered, and the Dinim Amonis requires all of them. And point number three, Abai gives a third explanation of the Malchokas about the requisite Dayanim for Motzi Shemra. The case is Da'asu Bastam. The witnesses warn the adulteress generally about the potential capital punishment without specifying which type of execution. The Tanaim argue if she would receive the death penalty with such a sra. In a brisa, the Tanakhama says, one does not receive the death penalty until those warning him inform him that he'll be liable to execution by basin for the transgression. Rabbi Yehuda adds, he's not killed unless they inform him with which type of execution he would be killed. Rapapa gives a fourth explanation, that the adulteress is an Isha Chavera, a learned woman to whom no Hasra was given, and the Tanaim argue if she would receive the death penalty. This parallels the Malchus between the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who said, a Chaver does not require any Hasra to be punished, because the Hasra requirement was only given to distinguish between unintentional and intentional transgressions. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ches, and our standard Siman is Challah. Challah, so here goes. The five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two edim, who were discussing whether the hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa into their warning. Once again, slow motion. The five sisters, each bringing a beautiful braided challah. Challah? That must more on daf ches. The five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, which reminds the Gemara discusses if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions, and if that's the reason he was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Zlofcha had asked them about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their difficult question before Hashem. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Chachamim required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses his wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her ksuba and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by witnesses. Rav Meir only requires three judges, like any monetary case. Eight explanations are given for this machlokas. In the first two, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Ula says, b'choshishin lo'laz kamifuge. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aid into the adultery coming forward, changing the case to dinin nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chachamim are concerned about laws and require 23 judges immediately. And Rami Meir is not concerned about laws. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba of a Motzi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two edim, who were discussing whether their hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa, into the warning, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas if hasra for capital punishment must include the specific misa one would receive. So once again, the five sisters, each bringing a beautiful braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two edim, who were discussing whether their hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa into their warning. All right, so now it's time for our four Ba'abach Chazara. Daf Dalet. So the Siman Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The door, that must learn Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The door to the classroom where the rabbi was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra, which reminds us that one brings a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yeshem LaMikra. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra," which reminds us, Losev Hashel Gediba Chalevimo refers to milk, proving that Yeshem LaMikra is unanimous. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra," who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yeshem LaMasoris, which reminds us, the Gemara brings proof that there are opinions that hold Yeshem LaMasoris from Totafos and Yireh Kol Zechurcha. Daf Hey, so the Siman Daf Hey is Hey or a haystack. So here goes. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack, haystack, that must be more on Daf Hey. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that monetary cases are judged by three judges, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, done afilo yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this Tana holds they're not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. So the dying mumcha is sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone. Watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, after establishing that one who receives Rishus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that Rishus given in Bavel is effective for Bavel and Rishus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, Rishus and Bavel is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Hachashevet v'hasim mechokek, because the leader here in Bavel is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. Based on the pasuk, Yasur Shevet from Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda, refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel, Sherodin es Yisrael b'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod, Mechokek mibein raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants. So, the dying mumcha is sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone. Watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus in Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael. Hang up his Yorah Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim. Which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Rishus is required to paskin Isser v'Heter because of the misinterpreted psak of Mei Beitzim versus Mei Betzayim, egg liquid versus marsh water, regarding being able to be makshir foods. Dav Vav. So the Simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The two litigants were putting down their swords. Swords? That must be Maran Dav Vav. The two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about the number of dayanim required for pshara and the question whether we compare pshara to din. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara. When one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah, libsoa, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah. Rav Yishuv ben Karcha says mitzvah libsoa. It's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The halacha follows this opinion. Rabbi Shimon Menasya says that if two people come for judgment, it is permitted to suggest a pshara before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara. When one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah, libsoa, and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, b'david osa mishpat utzdaka, which reminds us, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, who says pshara is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says, v'david osa mishpat utzdaka, and David HaMelech rendered judgment and righteousness. Tzdaka implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, ezu mishpat sheyesh bo tzdaka, what is the type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is bitsua, compromise. The Tana who prohibits pshara must interpret the pasuk differently. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on Dav Zayin, kli zayin, weapons, guns. The armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, Rabbi Shimon Menasya said a dayan cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning based on the pasuk poter mayim reshis madom. Releasing water is the beginning of strife. The Tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk at Rav Hamnuna. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah based on this pasuk describing water, Torah, as the beginning of judgment. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge emes lamito, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said, "Kol dayan shedan din emes lamito." Any dayan who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, mashra Shechina b'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael, as the pasuk says, "Elkim nitzab ba'adis kel b'kerav elohim yishpot." Hashem stands in the divine assembly in the midst of judges. Shall he judge? Any judge who does not judge dinem es lamito, gormo shechina shetistalk Yisrael, causes the shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a pasuk. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah. We're proud to see the shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge emes lamito and heard them issue psaking that were as clear to them as the morning sun, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia darshan the pasuk, base David kol amar Hashem, house of David, so said Hashem, Dinu Laboker Mishpat Vatsil Gazel Miyad Oshek. Execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the Pasuk means Imbarocha Davar Kaboker Amreu. If the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict. Vim Lav Atamreu. But if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonason derived this from a different Pasuk. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss the sources for the Beis Din of 71 and 23? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn Kod Dain Shedan Din Emes Lamito causes the Shekhinah to rest on Yisrael? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss if Hasra for capital punishment must include the specific Misa one would receive? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss if Pshar is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss the reason for requiring 23 judges in a case of Motzi Shemra? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number six, which daf does the Gemara bring a list of 5 Tanaim who hold Yesh Eim LaMikra? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number seven, which daf do discuss the opinion that Midaraisa, 3 Mumchim for Dini Mamonos, is required, but this requirement was waived for loans? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn that if the matter is as clear to the judges as the morning, they should say the verdict? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 10, which daf do you learn the source for requiring 3 judges for Dini Mamonos comes from the word Elohim written in the Parsha of Shomer Chinam 3 times? That's on daf Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.